Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host this evening, Dr. Alfreda Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I am so excited and delighted that each and every one of you decided to join us on today. We have a very, very, very special guest. But first, let us read Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. And it reads, O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning, and then you started us on our way. We thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength, and we ask that this ministry be something that is acceptable and pleasing in your sight. We thank you for each and every person you sent, and we ask that they leave with something that would be encouraging unto them. We ask that you continue to bless our guests and her endeavors in music and acting and anything that she touches or puts her mind to. We ask that you continue to bless her family and bless each person, Lord, who's listening and those who are going to listen. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And without further ado, the moment that you all have been waiting for, I've been receiving so many texts and emails asking me, who is this person with that beautiful, beautiful, anointed voice? Well, I'm going to give you a little insight. We're going to have Miss Cassandra Cleveland Robertson today. I'm going to tell you a little bit about her. She graduated from the Arts Magnet High School for the Performing Arts right down the street in Dallas, Texas. She attended Oklahoma City University and the University of North Texas, which is a great music university. She has worked as a vocal coach. Excuse me, I'm getting excited. She now works as a professional recording artist. She has worked with many gospel artists. She had a lead role in Mr. Tyler Perry's play, Why Did I Get Married, in 2000? Wow. And she was that featured solo on the DFW the DFW Mass Choir. She's going to tell us a little bit more about that. And she had lead vocals on the hit song Silver and Gold. I've listened to that song so much, and I was wondering who was the lead. And, wow, she's here today on the AlfredaLoveShow.com. So without further ado, I want to introduce to some and present to others Miss Cassandra Robertson. Miss Robertson, are you on the line?
I am on the line. Thank you so much for having me, Alfreda. This is a blessing.
Thank you so much, Miss Cassandra. Miss Cassandra, do you mind if I ask you a few questions about your acting and singing career?
Absolutely not. Ask away.
Okay. Now, Miss Cassandra, can you please tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. I am a native of Dallas, Texas, born and raised in Dallas. I am a wife of 24 and a half years. We have two adult children. My son is 28 years old. He's serving in the U.S. Navy as a hospital corpsman. He's currently out on the USS Mercy ship, traveling the world, doing humanitarian missions, working in the hospital to help people around the world. And my daughter is a senior. She's in her senior year at Midwestern State University in Wichita Falls, Texas. And she is a pre-med major. And I love the Lord with my whole heart. I work as a caterer and a vocal coach as well. So I'm a little bit of a Renaissance woman in addition to my passion for music.
Wow. We'll have to talk about that food a little bit later. Okay.
Yes.
Great. Now, can you tell us a little bit about vocal coaching and some important points that you teach your students or clients?
Absolutely. I'm a certified vocal pedagogist. That is the technical term for what I do. And one of the main things I teach my students is to study. Study the lyrics, study the chord progressions of a song, study the music of the song, study when the song is gaining momentum or when there is a build or a rise in the song, because generally that's an indication to you as a vocalist that you should change the way that you are singing. Your vocal dynamics should improve. It should become more intense when the music's more intense. But one of the main things that I teach my students is to connect with the lyrics of the song. So I make it a requirement that they study the lyrics at least 4 times through, start the song from start to finish without stopping it in between, play it 4 times through, and just study the words of the song so that you have a clear understanding of what it is that you're singing, so that your message is clear when you are performing the song for an audience.
Wow, that is great. Now, let me just ask you this side note. So if someone comes to you and need vocal coaching and they are not a psalmist or singer, do you still work with those individuals on vocal coaching as well?
I actually have several students who came to me who were not the best vocalists, meaning that they had difficulty hearing pitch, they had difficulty arriving at tonality, they had great difficulty with breath control, and those are the things that I thrive in. Those are my strong points. Those are the things that, you know, are trademarks of Face the Music Vocal Coaching. And so I consider it a challenge. I believe everybody, with the help of a good coach, has the ability to hear pitch and to achieve tonality. I think it's a matter of the work ethic. How much are you willing to work at it, and how much are you willing to contribute to your own vocal improvement?
Wow, that is excellent. Okay, now we're turning the corner a little bit. Now, you're also an actress, so tell us a little bit about your opportunity of working with Mr. Tyler Perry, and what did it take for you to land that role?
You know, that was one of the zeniths in my life. You know, it is said that, you know, as we live, that very few of us experience a real zenith, that life-changing, pivotal moment in our lives where we feel like that is the epitome of life itself and living and achievement. Well, meeting Tyler Perry was one of those zenith moments in my life. I had, for a very long time, desired to work with him and to know him. And I, through my manager, Gladys Moore, reached out to one of her colleagues and one of her connections, and had shared with them my interest in, you know, performing and doing stage plays. And in a very short amount of time, she had arranged an audition for me, and I pretty much sang the song over the telephone. And the promoter was sold on my voice over the phone and essentially assigned me to the play. It was not until I arrived in Atlanta, Georgia, for the formal rehearsals that I learned that I had landed the principal role in the play. So it really was favor, it was a blessing, but it was just my musical gift that landed me the role. Now, meeting Tyler Perry was life-changing in that I found him to be a very genuinely kind individual. I found him to be very genuinely compassionate and extremely creative, a very, very gifted, creative individual who happened to be very genuinely giving. And so it was a beautiful experience. I did the play for several cities. We toured several cities. And then Tyler was, at the time, still doing Diary of a Mad Black Woman, where he was starring in himself. And so for that reason only, the play was taken down, and then at a later time, it was put back on the road. And at that time, I was unfortunately sick with nodules, and so Kelly Price took on the lead role that I had been performing.
Wow, what an honor. That is excellent. Now, I want the audience to listen to your voice that you're speaking about, because, I mean, wow, when I heard the radio version of Hold On, I was just floored because you're so anointed and your voice She is just amazing. So before we go any further, is it okay if I play your song for our listeners?
Absolutely, and thank you so much.
Yes. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is Hold On by Miss Cassandra Robertson. Miss Cassandra, that song was excellent. Wow.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yes, ma'am. Can you tell us a little bit about your inspiration behind that particular song, Hold On?
Absolutely. You know, the song was written by a very dear friend of mine, Andre Harrison, and his brother, Lonnie Harrison. They're longtime friends of mine. And, you know, the whole message behind the song is hope. You know, we live in a day and a time when, you know, all of the social ills that we face, you know, the senseless murders and, you know, the crime rate rising, and we're facing, you know, electing a new president, and, you know, people are without jobs and they're losing their homes, and there's so much, you know, that presents, you know. And so the whole message of Hold On is a message of hope.
That's right. That's right. Okay. So it was a whole message of hope. And you said because of all the ills and things that are going on in the world. That's good.
All of the social ills and everything that we face. I mean, I think that if people are in need of anything in this hour, they're in need of hope. And Christ is that hope.
That's right. That's right. Excellent. Wow. I just love that song. Okay. Now, you've had the opportunity to sing as one of the vocalists for producer Kurt Franklin. He's also in Dallas. Tell us a little bit about that experience.
Yes, Kirk and I met while I was singing with a DFW Mass Choir, and at the time he was the choir director, and we had had several conversations about his desire to start his own group, and he had asked me early on if I would be willing to be a part. Of course, I agreed very quickly. We were friends, and he made good on that. He started the group, and I was one of the original members of Kirk Franklin and the family, and we recorded, and God did something really, really, I mean, just unanimous and really huge. With that project, I mean, it just became a lot larger than us. And we knew during the recording process, because we would experience such outbreaks of the Holy Spirit, we knew that that record was beyond us. We knew that God was going to do something global with it, and he certainly did. I tell you, Silver and Gold continues to bless so many people, and he and I, like, are just, you know, extremely grateful, you know, that people are drawing so much hope and inspiration from the song many years removed. So it's just a blessing.
That's great. That's great. Okay. Now, you was featured on The Voice in 2015, which is an honor because not many people are featured on The Voice unless they are really anointed or they can sing well. What was the process and what learning moments did you gain from that opportunity?
Wow. Well, that's a multi-layered question. Let's deal with the first part. The process was that you either went to what was called an open or closed audition. I was very favored of God to have a closed audition, and the way that happens is someone has to refer you to the casting agency that casts the show. It's a cast show, so all of the people that you see on the show go through this casting agency who sets up secondary auditions for the actual executive producers of the show, and then that's how you get onto the show. And it's the same process whether you do a public audition or a private. The difference is the public auditions, you have to stand in the cattle call line, you know, for hours on end. So I was favored. I went to a closed audition. It was a private audition. I literally walked right into a room. I auditioned for the casting agent president and one other individual. And you were given the opportunity to sing two songs of your choosing. I sang my songs. They loved it. They passed me through to the second round of auditions, which was for the executives of the show. The executives loved my audition, and the rest is history. They invited me to actually do my blind audition and be on the show. My blind audition was actually montage, so to the general public, you only saw just a few moments, a few seconds of it. But my battle performance, where I battled another contestant, that was shown in its entirety. That whole experience, one of the things that I learned more than anything else was the importance of branding and marketing. The Voice affords contestants so many things like digital marketing classes and branding classes and social media classes and things of that nature. And then there's exposure to all of these industry professionals, where one of the most beneficial things I learned about branding is that you have to keep your music, your face, you know, your product in the public eye. People only will remember you by what you did last. And so if you have a social media presence that you never maintain, you never update it, then you're losing connection with potential fans and potential supporters. So I found that very important, being that, you know, I was working primarily as a worship pastor at the time that I was drawn away to go and audition for The Voice and to do the show. And so when you're just kind of locked into your home church and the whole Christian environment, sometimes you lose sight of the importance of marketing and branding. So that was an important point for me.
Wow, and congratulations with that. I know it was in 2015, but still, I mean, not many people are able to experience that. That's good.
Thank you. Okay. It was a blessing. It was awesome.
Yes, ma'am. Tell us a little bit about your new songs and what you hope the audience will gain from listening. I know we heard one of your songs, and we're preparing to listen to another, but tell us a little bit more about your music.
Well, you know, my whole goal is to help people, to be encouraged, to encourage people. In fact, that's truly my ministry gift. I am an encourager. You know, my mother and my father raised, you know, I'm 11 of 12 children. I'm number 11, so I have a very large family. But my parents did a great job in raising us to this end. Leave people better than you found them. You know, try to make a positive impact on people and lovingly touch lives of others. And so my whole mission with my music is to touch people in such a way that they are drawn to Christ and not myself. I'm just a vessel. I'm just a catalyst of the glory, but the glory belongs to God. And so I really do want people to find hope in my music. I want people to find courage in my music. I want people to be inspired and motivated to change and to be their best self as a result of listening to So Much and Hold On and the forthcoming album that should be out very soon.
Wow. And we're preparing to listen to So Much. Ladies and gentlemen, this is by Miss Cassandra Robertson out of Dallas, Texas. This is So Much.
Cast my care.
Wow, that was so much by Miss Cassandra Robertson. Okay, Miss Cassandra, what are some of your long-term and short-term goals concerning music?
Well, concerning music, you know, I believe that God has called me to the nations, and so some of my short-term goals is to take this music international, you know, to go, you know, to places like South Africa. I envision going to the UK, to Japan, to Italy, and I believe my manager, Gladys Moore, is at work developing some of that right now, and so I'm very grateful. Some of my long-term goals is to, you know, I would love to return to acting. And so I'm hoping that some of that is on the horizon as well. I just believe that I have all of these gifts in me. You know, I did graduate from the School of the Arts, and I studied the fine arts at the collegiate level as well. So that's also a desire of mine. But more than any of those things, you know, really, I just want God to be glorified, and I want to reach as many people as I can for the kingdom. That truly is my heart and my goal.
That is excellent. Now, out of all the places you've been and all of the accomplishments God has blessed you with, what has been the most rewarding endeavor as a vocalist or actress?
Wow, that's kind of tough. I would have to say I had the opportunity to go to the Holy Land some time ago, and I was asked to go as a psalmist with Minister Reggie White at the time. He was playing for Green Bay, Wisconsin, professional football, and he took a pilgrimage tour to the Holy Land. And I was asked to go as the psalmist for that trip. And it was life-changing to be able to trace the footsteps of Jesus, but to be able to stand at the Garden Tomb and to be able to sing worship at the Garden Tomb was just, it was just an overwhelming sense of gratitude and an overwhelming sense of accomplishment, because that was something that I had so long been desired to do, was to be able to walk into some of those same places that Jesus had once walked. So that was an amazing experience. I mean, words really fail me to adequately describe what that was like. I would have to say that it would be that moment.
Wow. That's excellent. What a blessing. Okay. Now, is there anything else you would like to share that has not been shared today?
I don't think so. I think we're good. I think we're good. I love God. I have a catering business. I love to cook. I love my children. I think we've covered all that already, though.
Okay. No problem. Now, if individuals want to contact you or purchase your music or learn more about you, what are your social media handles, or how can individuals purchase your music?
Sure. Well, the music is available right now. The dual singles, that is, those are available. Hold On and So Much are available on Apple Music, iTunes, Google Play, Amazon, and Spotify, many other digital music outlets. If you query Cassandra Cleveland Robertson, you need to put in all three names. That was the way we chose to do it, just to make that reference to the songs that I sang in the past. But if you query for Cassandra Cleveland Robertson, you'll find it on those four outlets, iTunes, Apple Music, Google Play, and Amazon. And that's So Much and Hold On. Now, my social media handles, I'm on Facebook as Cassandra Music. Same thing on Twitter, Cassandra Music. Instagram, Cassandra Music. I'm on Periscope as Cassandra Robertson or Sweet Sounds, SweetSoundz. And I am on SoundCloud and YouTube. So y'all look me up and send me a friend request. I'll accept you, maybe. We'll see.
I know that's
no,
right.
Really, I will.
All right, Ms. Cassandra, I'm looking for, and other people are looking for, your music page. So you said Cassandra Music?
Yeah, Cassandra Music on Facebook. And the same
yes.
on Twitter, Cassandra Music. Right.
Okay. All right. We'll find it. Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to connect with you on social media, and please keep me posted when you are in Dallas ministering or performing. I would love to come and, you know, check you out, support that event.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to have something to share with you real soon here. I know that we have a stellar event coming up on July 9th, and it's going to be power-packed. It's a huge event that my manager, Gladys Moore, is currently working on. Don't have all the full details on that yet, but I will be in touch with you, and I'm sure she will as well, and we'll definitely have you informed on that and give you all the information.
Okay, and thank you so much, Ms. Cassandra. I'm going to add you to my playlist on the AfritaLoveShow.com, and thank your mother so much, Mrs. Moore, for allowing me to interview you, and God bless you.
Oh, thank you. Actually, Gladys Moore is my manager.
Yes,
yes.
Let me
clear on that. She's my manager. That's
yes.
Okay, but I certainly will thank her, and thank you for having me.
All righty. You take care.
Thanks. Have a great day. Uh-huh.
You too. Bye-bye. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Ms. Cassandra Robinson out of Dallas, Texas. Be sure to connect with her. Be sure to listen to her music. She has a phenomenal voice, and all of the opportunities that she expressed and all of the doors that God opened for her, she is just dynamic. And if you're in the Dallas area and you need a vocal pedagogy or a vocal coach, please see Ms. Cassandra. All right? And so we're going to keep up with her. We're going to look for her media and social websites and things of that nature. All right? I want to thank each and every one of you. We have many people on the line who are tuned in, so be sure to support her music. But without further ado, I have a few announcements to make, and then I'm going to wish you a great evening. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Or you can go to the AfritaLoveShow.com. That's AfritaLoveShow.com. And click on Love Radio, number one, Love Radio. And you will be right in the studio. Gospel artists, artists, promoters, writers, actors, actress, publicists, anyone with a positive, positive message, community leaders, please Facebook Afreda Love at AlFredaLove or Fredalove, or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the AfritaLoveShow.com. In addition to that, make sure that you are praying for all of your family members. When you pray for all of your family members, put them all in one line. That means you're all in agreement. Pray for them one by one and pray for what they need. And then pray for yourself and pray for those you know and those you do not know, because the prayer of the righteous availeth much. In addition to that, I have a couple of websites I want you to check out. If you go to the stellargospelmusic.com website, that's stellargospel music.com website, you will see some gospel artists, and you will see new gospel music projects. And I'm going to actually add Miss Cassandra Robertson, to our June new gospel music projects. But if you want to inform the AfritaLoveShow.com of any new releases, any new songs, please email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com with the artist, the album title, the label, and release date. I'm going to also feature two gospel artists per week. Also, for the AfritaLoveShow.com, we have shows that we're going to highlight, and Ms. Cassandra Robertson's particular show I'm going to add on here because I want you to hear her phenomenal gifts and talents that God has given her. And I want it's a recorded show. Every show that I have is recorded. That means that you can listen to it whenever you want to listen to it. In case you missed the show and you're just tuning in now, guess what? I will have an archive show on my page, the AfritaLoveShow.com page, as well as the Afreda Love Facebook page, okay? We are actually completing the StellarGospelMusic.com magazine for TV shows. We're going to update this. Empire Wednesdays. We have Mary Mary on Thursdays, The Carmichael Show on Sundays. Remember that Sister Kim Burrell has a radio show, KTSU, and she is out of Houston, Texas. And she's a great gospel artist, and she has some good music, and she introduces many different artists. She promotes many different artists on her ministry through song, and so we really want to support her and make sure that we're tuning in. In addition to that, we're going to have the top 15 gospel music billboard, and of course, you know I'm going to add Ms. Cassandra to that list. Her music is just phenomenal. And when I was listening to her music, it reminded me of really attracting the young people. And that's who we really need to attract, to come back and to receive our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Without just pounding and forcing, we need some upbeat, uplifting music. All right? Now, if you have any events, media interviews, speaking or promoting, you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. We are formulating the AfritaLoveShow.com television with many different clips. If you want to advertise your church, you can email me as well. You can contact me on Facebook. Here are the different names, or Instagram or LinkedIn. All right? When you scroll up, you can go to the About Us page, and I have many people from the media here, so that's why I'm showing you everything that's going on here. The About Us page, this is international radio, and we were cited as the number one starter radio internationally because, I mean, we spread our wings and fly all over the world through social media and this radio station. And so this is an international radio station. As you can see, we have many different people from all over who have so many gifts. And the reason why we share these gifts is because we want everyone to know that God is able, and we want everyone's light to shine. Here are some interview samples. If you want to know the format of the ministry or if you want to know who's been on the show, here are only a few, a handful. We have over 470 shows that we've already had. If you want to contact me, if you have an artist or someone like that, you can contact me through email, your name, email, subject, message, and click submit. Do not forget to click submit. Services, of course, this is a radio station. We hold and sponsor many different events. Also, I'm a speaker. We have speaking opportunities. I also have a book out, A Spiritual Guide on the Go, as well as blogging. For church events around the world, we're going to add some flyers that we just received. So be sure to send in your flyers as well. All right? Okay. Now then, I need you to go to the afrita.hubpages.com. Afrita.hubpages.com. On this particular page, we have some articles. We need to really update this page, to be honest. We have crime and law enforcement. We have Christianity. We have education for kids, charities, fashion models, television and TV shows, celebrities, blues music, politics, and political science. Be sure to read some of these articles and stay tuned. All right? Stay tuned. Okay. Now, if you would go to the big website, and I'm going to turn the volume down because this music is going to be loud. All right. If you go to the Afrita Love Show, the number one self-starter international show in the world, AfritaLoveShow.com, you will find many different individuals who share their media and who I've connected with, okay? When we look at the homepage, and we're going to switch out some of the pictures and things of that nature so that you can be exposed to many different R&B artists, gospel artists, actors, actress. Here are some of the different individuals. We have radio, gospel, R&B, entertainment, and events. If you have any news, just send it to emonya_love@yahoo.com. All right? For the AfritaLoveShow.com, once again, this is an outlet. It's an international radio station, and the mission is to capture the most interesting events centered around gospel, entertainment, education, and politics. And here are just some of the events. I mean, we have so many different things going on, so many different pictures. And here are just some of the events. The Stella Gospel Music, for booking requests, we have email, name, message, which artist or speaker are you requesting. Now then, if you would like to be on the show, you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. Please email the AfritaLoveShow.com about any events, new projects, and media opportunities. Building a brand spiritual vehicle, we are starting our online ministry, our online class about branding and PR. And we're still in that class, and we have moved forward as far as, formulating the classes and things of that nature. For the speaker showcase, we're going to highlight many different speakers, but thus far we have Dr. Love and Mr. Jay Dixon, and these are the different topics that we speak on. Here are our gospel artists. Be sure to check these gospel artists out. We have community journalists. Please be sure to follow Ms. Joy Reed. She's with MSNBC. Also, The Daily Beast with Ms. Goldie Taylor. She has many different events. And then the AfritaLoveShow.com. Be sure to check it out. We have many entertainers, gospel artists, individuals. We have news. We have new projects that's coming out. Be sure to connect with the AfritaLoveShow.com. As far as authors, we only have one book on this page. We had several until we updated this particular page, so I have to add those books on. And, of course, events. We're going to add more events, so please be sure to do that. I have one more announcement in the entertainment field. All right. Miss Mickey Howard. Her life story will be on Sunday, June the 12th. And I will have information. I'm going to actually advertise it on my page. Be sure to tune in. I will have many different announcements about her as well. On tomorrow, tune in because we're going to have the top 15 Billboard gospel artists, the top 15 Billboard gospel artists. We will have those artists. So be sure to tune in on tomorrow. All right? I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to the AfridaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. I ask that you continue to pray one for another. I also ask that you continue to connect with the AfridaLoveShow.com, and be sure to continue to pray unto God, remain encouraged, and just have a great and blessed evening. I want to wish my mother a happy birthday. This is a very special day. And I want to wish all of you a great evening. Thank you so much for tuning in. Be sure to connect with me on the AfridaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifted you up because God is love. And until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. Goodbye, everybody.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Elfrida Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayers as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back. And there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.